If you've got a synchronicity story, 52-299-939, give us a call. Chris Mack is in to talk synchronicity. Hello again, Chris.
Hi, Daryl and Roxy. And, what I thought I'd bring up today is, I'm going back to the start of the year when I mentioned that for a milestone birthday, I asked my friends if instead of a gift, they'd bring me a synchronicity story from a synchronicity jar. And I thought, well, actually, I ought to go back and revisit that because I'm in the process of rewriting the book, the second edition of Synchronicity, and it's going to be called The Positive Psychology of Synchronicity, Enhance Your Mental Health with the Power of Coincidence.
And
so the thing is, synchronicity usually is positive, and I thought I'd check that out by looking at these stories in my synchronicity jar. And there are about 100 people who came along to my celebration, about 40 of them. Just over 40 contributed a story, and funnily enough, that's about the proportion of people who are reported to experience synchronicity or acknowledge it. So about 40% of people say they have remarkable coincidences at times that they think seem meant to be or seems more than just coincidence. So I thought I'm going to bring out my inner research nerd. I'm going to look at what types of coincidences are there. And so I looked at these stories and about 70% of them, just under 3/4 of people, had stories of connection. So in other words, connecting with other people, they thought of a friend they hadn't seen, in some cases for 20 years, and then ran into them the next day or had them call up the next day. Hadn't seen someone for several years and then ran into them in a most improbable situation. And it also can include what we call the synchronistic matchmaker. A few people had stories about it, the amazing ways that they met their life partner. Then so some stories are about life direction or affirmation, either it feels like a tick from the universe that people are on the right track. Yep. So the way that someone described it is synchronicity is the universe saying yes. She said, I see number sequences on clocks or license plates and I feel the protection and guidance of the universe when this occurs. So that's a nice way of saying that, people
nice
feel
way,
that the universe supports you kind of thing. And then there'd be times when it would solve a problem. So a fellow was going on a bike ride and he's at a remote town, little store, and this car pulled up with smoke coming out from under the car. And then immediately this other vehicle comes up, which has a sign on the sign, combined clutch and brake. So this new vehicle, the person can get out and help sort out the problem, which in this case simply involved taking off the handbrake. Someone's been driving for about an hour with a handbrake on. So, but they had an expert to take off the handbrake.
And finally,
a couple of stories of people whose lives were saved. They knew of someone who was about to take their life and something happened to intervene. Or in one case, someone's father changed a plane flight and it turned out 10 people were killed in the next plane and this person would have been in that seat and changed it under amazing circumstances. So we can see it usually is positive. Synchronicity is usually positive in terms of it's some kind of connection with other people or it helps with life direction or it helps you feel like you're heading in the right track. Sometimes it's like the universe provides. You've got some kind of problem and just the right kind of person comes up at the time. So, I thought it was interesting to see, especially how many people relate synchronicity to a feeling of connection.
I would suggest to you that most people have probably experienced synchronicity in meeting of somebody.
I think often that's how it comes up.
I think that would be the most common one.
Yes.
Because people, it's that whole sliding doors thing.
Yes.
You run into someone by accident and you end up being, either partners or lifelong friends. And just a coincidence of meeting, you go, surely it couldn't be that because, that connection, it just can't be floating around there.
And it can feel so right. And especially when it's a situation like one family, they went to the beach often at Mornington. And then the husband mentioned to his wife, look, how's so-and-so going, that old friend of yours? Because they just moved from interstate, from Western Australia to Victoria. And they said, I know from social media they're doing this, that and the other. Well, anyway, they walked not by a path back to their car, but cut through the tea tree to take a direct route back. And in the clearing in the tea tree, they ran into this friend that the husband had just asked, how's so-and-so going? Hadn't seen them for years, sitting at a picnic table eating lunch. They'd just been driving past and stopped at Rye to pick up some lunch, happened to be sitting at this lunch table. And so within virtually minutes, the husband saying, oh, how's so-and-so going? They come across them in this little tree clearing. That's sort of pretty freaky. And not just connection, it helped the mum think, hey, wait a minute, there are people I know back here. I can reconnect with people. I do know people in Victoria, and it helped manage that change.
Isn't that, see, it's fascinating, isn't it?
Synchronicity. If you've got a story, give us a call, 52-299-939. Chris, stick around. We'll take a break, and we'll be back to talk more synchronicity here on The Catch-Up. Joining us in the studio to talk synchronicity, Chris Mackey, and we've got Chris on the line. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hi, Chris. Hello, Daryl. Chris.
G'day, Chris.
How are you?
Hi, Chris. Now, you've got a story for us.
Yeah, it's sort of a three-parter, if I've got time to tell it.
Sure.
So I'll try to be quick. Decided I'd go to the Piccadilly Market, which I've never been to before. So trotted on down there the other Sunday. Mistook the waterfront, the steam packet market to be the Piccadilly. That's fine. Wandering around, bumped into friends I hadn't seen for a while. The wife of the friend said, you're not going to believe this. I actually had a dream about you a couple of nights ago.
Great.
So that was one part. They then let me know that the Piccadilly Market is, in fact, over at Deakin.
Yep.
So I went over there and we're wandering around and I happened to look at one of the stalls and I thought I recognised the name of that stall. And sure enough, it was a young lass and who has this store. She makes jewellery. And same thing. She said, you're not going to believe this, she and her husband. We were thinking about you the other day.
Oh, great.
Went, right. But to make it on more so, a few months earlier in the year, Bay were giving away weekends through Ripper Ride, I think it was.
Yeah.
They've actually got, I haven't had it yet, they've actually got one of the properties that happen to be on this website.
Oh,
fantastic.
That's amazing. Yeah. All those little coincidences.
Now, well, this is the thing, Chris. This is what we talk about. Is it a coincidence or is it all connected? People thinking about other people and suddenly running into them. This is synchronicity.
That is. And as I said, Piccadilly Market, I would never have probably gone in there because I'm down on the Bellarine and sort of, you know, coming to Geelong every day for work. I tend not to try to head back into Geelong on weekends, but I thought, oh, no. That'll be nice.
That's all right, Chris. It sounds like you're flying a plane, so you'd make it.
and Chris, can I ask?
I'm in my car.
And yes. Chris, can I ask, are you an intuitive person, do you think? Do you think you tend to use your intuition a bit?
I do a little bit, yes.
And just say with those events happening and those coincidences, what kind of impact did it have for you? What kind of effect did it have for you?
It gives you a really good feeling inside that I think that irregardless probably of however distance might be or length of time you might see someone, somewhere along the line, if you have that connection, you're actually thought of.
That's a lovely way of putting it. And I think that when we feel that we're more connected with other people, that's very good for our well-being. And as you say,
absolutely,
people can be at some distance or whatever, but it also shows that there can be sometimes a little bit more significance in our connections than we might tend to think of. And it just helps remind us of the significance of the connections we have with other people.
It does, indeed.
Thank you so much for your story, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
That's all right.
And
that's
I suppose, okay. Yeah, have a good Christmas. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
That's
thanks
awesome.
Thanks a lot. See you guys.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
I think it makes sense, particularly this time of year with that connection thing. Maybe it's time to send that Christmas card or do that message on social
and
media.
Reconnect and reconnect with people.
Or just, phone someone or, whatever. And spend, just thinking of spending some time on our relationships, our connections makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Mm, check in with somebody that you've got a connection with. It can't hurt.
Exactly. Look, I might add that I've just put some videos up on our Synchronicity website. So synchronicityunwrapped.com.au. The last blog has a link to 9 different videos in which I describe different aspects of synchronicity. And also on our main practice website, chrismackey.com.au. That's Chris Mackey with an EY. If you look up the resources section of the website and the video section, that's got a number of videos also on synchronicity.
That's great.
Interested.